Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. It is The Build-Up Show. I'm Paul Machin. Ross Chanley and Chris Pajak join me in the studios. We look ahead Liverpool, Porto, Champions League midweek action. I had one of those moments there when I was like, have we checked that we're not that stupid early kickoff? Just we had that clarified and confirmed? Yeah, definitely. Because it creeps up on you sometimes, doesn't it? You're like, hey, we're playing at half five. Right?
Great.
Has anyone thought of how difficult it is to get across Liverpool at that time of night? Yeah. As according to Ross's agenda, which 20 minutes ago did say Liverpool versus Arsenal at the top of it, it does say Wednesday at 8 p.m.
My calendar upstairs says 8 p.m.
Well, we'll say that's definitely true then. I can't imagine that wouldn't be true.
I don't know why I doubted myself.
I know, yeah. Have a bit of faith in yourself there, mate. Don't do yourself down.
Kick off. I don't know, anyone cares.
Porto, top of the Primeira Liga. We can have a little look at the Primeira Liga table just to kick things off. 11 played, 1-9, drawn 2, lost none. But that means they're only level on points with Sporting Lisbon as well. Both got 29, a point ahead of Benfica down in third. Both teams very much in form. However, what we do know, Chris, is of course that Porto's form counts for nil. What it means playing against Liverpool Football Club.
Yeah, mate, so we just like to beat them hard, don't we? A lot, consistently. It's a weird game, though, this one, really, isn't it? Because of everything that's going around and Liverpool, you know, already being through and stuff. If they've got a chance of getting something, it's probably this game against us.
Yeah. Agreed?
Yeah.
The atmosphere's not going to be amazing, is it, at Anfield, for a game that you don't need to win?
But the opposite side, they need to win this game. You know, it obviously depends on the other results of, between AC and Atletico, but because it's so tight between for a second spot.
I know, but that's like, for me, as a Liverpool fan, I'm like, go on, Porto. We'd like you to get through.
Yeah, because we'll take you in the quarterfinals and not really want to play
Atletico.
Pretty much,
yeah. Don't want to play Atletico.
100%
Madrid.
That, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
there you go.
I don't think there's anyone who in the right mind would want Atletico Madrid to get out of this group.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
although, to be clear, I'm actually not that arsed because we're clearly miles better than both of them. But you're right, given the choice of Porto in knockout games, given that we know how well we get on against Porto in knockout games.
What does concern me, though, because I'm up for that, but I think there's a lot to consider for momentum and confidence. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I know Klopp's come out and said some stuff, and we'll talk about Liverpool a bit later on, but I think there's a lot to be said for actually going for this game and wanting to win it, not for the monetary value, but also just for the good, for the feel-good factor. Like, the international break was fucking shit because it's an international break, but also because we just lost a game and drew a game, people's heads were falling off.
Yeah,
I know the game doesn't matter and it's irrelevant, but also I still want to win it.
Yeah,
like, and I'm sure the Klopp and the players will as well.
For what it's worth, let's have a little chat through the standings then so far in Group B. Obviously, Liverpool, we know a big 12 points from the four games played. We're already through with the two games to spare. Porto, as mentioned, in second in the group at the moment. Of 5 points, Atletico third with 4, and then Milan down there with a big, fat, lonely 1. You're right, there's obviously more going on in this group. There's still very much a battle there for whoever is doing the team that progresses and who's going to go and play Europa League footy as well. The problem is because of that, I don't know that you can. I think we'd all, there's a little part of us where we go, oh, whatever, put the kids out, do whatever with this game. But the problem is if you don't go fully committed against another team that's fully committed, there's actually a danger that's associated with that. And I don't just mean because you might get battered. It's that you might get hit because you can't afford to not match intensities because you're going into tackle and you're going, oh, well, I don't really care about this one. You leave yourself more open to stupid things happening.
Yeah, and particularly for the young players as well. You don't want their first experience of Champions League football to be just getting battered everywhere, like you said, but also at the same time, it's a good learning opportunity for them. It, you know, if there is a as the Arsenal fan said, a free hit or good opportunity to do something, get to the phase round and we're playing Champions League football, what they've got to come up against. It's a tough lesson, but I'm all right.
I think your front three should be your AFCON front three, personally. I think you, at some point they've got to play meaningful games together rather than just the first one being when Salah and Mane aren't there. Yeah. I genuinely think that's the case, and whether it comes too soon for maybe a Divock Origi or something like that, I genuinely think you have to play who you think you're going to play during the AFCON.
Well, we'll go through the players, but after the break, but like to be fair, in terms of just the top line points, this is the thing, this is how you end up though, because we had this big kick-off around the Midget Land game last year and we played Jota and he got injured and we shouldn't have been playing, but Jota was the fourth choice forward at that point. And the thing is, someone's going to have to play, because it's different when you've got a full strength team and then you can afford to rotate your entire front three. Because in a normal world, well, yeah, Jota, it would be Jota, Minamino and Origi starting this game. But actually, we don't really know the fitness level of. You'd imagine Origi will be fine for this one. Mm-hmm. But with no Bobby available to you, yeah, Jota's a first teamer. So one of you, at least one of your normal lads is likely to play. Kay Gordon can't play, as we discovered this week, because he's not registered for the B side, because he's not been at Liverpool's academy long enough, because he's just technically a signing, which is mad. I can't imagine. That feels like a really weird oversight, particularly because I think we've only registered 24 senior players as well for the.
Register B team players, though, do you?
No, but if you can't register them for the B team, you might as well have registered them for the A team, because we've got a slot.
That would have been based on how many English people, wouldn't it? Though
you can have unlimited homegrown players. Register unlimited homegrown players. It, up to
that's 20, what I mean. He's not homegrown.
Sorry, he's in. But he. Oh yeah, that's a good point. Oh. Yeah, so, sorry, yeah, you're right, yeah. Oh, that's mad. It's bizarre anyway.
There'll be players, again, for Liverpool, that are not just kids, that are fringe players that need game time. I agree with the front three, but I wouldn't do Jota, but also, you know, there's people coming back from injury that you could play, so it's not a case of just throw the game away and whatever. There'll be people there that need game time and need competitive games of football going into a busy period.
Nice. Yeah. Look, I know we're going to talk about it after the break and stuff, but I think if you're looking at it sort of top down, the midfield where the injuries are, if you rest in anyone in this, it's probably the midfielders, because they're your weakest sort of group of players at the moment, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's all over. Really, you know, in terms of the centre halves, there's some interesting questions to have around that. We've got an interesting question, and a lot of this will depend upon who's in training Monday afternoon, who's in training Tuesday for this. I think there'll be some late decisions to be made, but there's a couple of lads there that I'm not against going again, and it's not about whether they played at the weekend or not, it's actually who's coming back in. So like Oxlade-Chamberlain is a good example of this. I got no problem with Ox starting again. Mm-hmm. And in normal ways you'd be like, well, you wouldn't, because he's done back-to-back games, etc. but there's a good chance that he's not in the team come Southampton.
Fabtiago for that, haven't you?
Exactly. Although there is, I guess, a potential point of Ox has just done really well against Arsenal, put him up against another one of his former teams at the weekend, and make, you know, so you maybe get a better level out of him or whatever.
At what point does he become our player? Like, and people stop talking about who he used to play for. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've had him since 2017.
When we're not playing teams that he hasn't already
just
played for.
Fucking mad. Yeah. I just
thought he plays 10 games of football in a row, Chris.
He's been here for 4 years. You're talking about he's just arrived.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, the way that the commentators were speaking at the weekend about him, I'm like, he's been here for 4 years now. Like, forget it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? He's our player.
He's well established.
He's won more stuff with us than he did with them.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. That's true, absolutely true. But yeah, there's a bunch of those things. And then I guess the question is, of the young lads, because I just don't foresee this world where we're going to put our League Cup team out here. Least of all because we can't quite do it because of who's registered and who's not and what have you. And of course because of the other injuries, we won't want to lose. Klopp doesn't like losing football matches. And we are also very much in this rhythm of two games a week. And actually being in that rhythm does help you as you go into December, because you're used to it and your opponents aren't, which is when you
iron sharpens fucking iron. That's how Klopp thinks of it, you know what I mean? You've just got to keep going, and you're going to get better because you keep going. You get fitter, you get stronger, you get more used to it.
Try telling Mohamed Salah that he's not going to play in these two games, but also then you're telling him he's playing in two games where he's got no one around him who's going to help him score goals.
But what's the priority right now? It's the Premier League. We've got ourselves into a position where we're able to have this debate. It's not a case of we have to play our strongest 11 or what's available so we can qualify for the next round. We've worked hard enough to finish top of the group. Now, I agree with everything that's been said of, you know, Salah will want to play this game and the rest of them will as well. But also, there's a busy month, a busy period coming up. Salah's going to want to be fit for AFCON. He's going to go and do that. Same with Sadio Mane. But also, they want to be fit for all the Premier League games that mean something. I'm not saying that this Champions League game doesn't, but it doesn't.
It doesn't mean anything to Liverpool.
No, but like, it doesn't begin in terms of points.
I am thinking about the Premier League when I say start the lads who are fucking going to play during AFCON. But that's all about the Premier League. That's about getting sure that they're ready. They've played together games that matter against good opposition.
But I think you're right there. But I don't think I'm not sure that Jurgen Klopp necessarily. When we say about prioritise, I guess it's our understanding of what we mean by that is how heavily we rotate. What I'm kind of saying is I wouldn't be shocked if we didn't rotate anywhere near as much as we feel. I think it will be. I don't think we ever really do more than 60-40, as far as a split goes kind of thing. And I think what this allows us to do is make sure that it's definitely 40 for the two Champions League games, and you can just preference whereas I actually think we've done a little bit the other way.
And you've got the five subs you can use as well, so it doesn't have to be like whatever starts. You know, Salah could play 45 minutes and, you know, the game could be pretty much done, being Porto and stuff like that. My concern is,
well, Hendo was a great idea of this at the weekend was, what would you rather have? Would you rather have Tyler Morton come off the bench, or would you rather have him start? And by that, let's say in place of Jordan Henderson as an example, and I think Henderson will probably just play this just because he needs to. You probably just want to get him up to speed. But if you need to see a game out, do you want to have Tyler Morton coming onto the pitch, or do you want to have Jordan Henderson coming onto the pitch? And that'd be it's another interesting mindset to see the manager of what he feels. What are your best having your subs bench loaded with? And I think that could be to counter my point. We might actually find that maybe it's one or two players weaker, but on the understanding that because you've got your five subs, you can do whatever you want off the bench.
It's the fear, isn't it? If, you know, the injuries that we already had, the Jota one from Midtjylland that you've already mentioned, I personally wouldn't play a strong team because I want Salah, Mane, everyone else in the midfield and centre-backs to be as fit as possible for the rest of the Premier League games. I want to push them into the red zone or fitness, and it can go both ways in terms of momentum, confidence, playing to two games a week. I get what you're saying, but also, there's a lot of football to be played. If you know, you can reduce the injury risk. I know Salah doesn't get injured anyway, but if you can reduce that... Touch
wood. What the fuck are you doing?
Do you know what I mean? But why play him in something that you don't have to play him in?
Yeah. No, I they're all valid points. I don't think there's necessarily a wrong answer on this. And it's a bit like, you know, you were talking on the final word show about like someone going up complaining about the strength of the bench after we'd gone and beaten Arsenal 4-0. These are the kind of things you can have. At the moment, we've all got how our right way of doing it, which I think is going to be quite interesting. We'll talk about how 11s that we would field in a little bit. But I think it makes it exciting in its own sort of way, because I'm not pumped up for this game, because you're right. Let's be honest, from a fan perspective, it's nice to go and watch Liverpool. Let's go and watch us under the lights. I'd much rather see us play two games a week than no games a week, because my God, we've just had 2 weeks of that and it's shit. But Southampton's the one that I've definitely got my eyes on, because there's nothing more to gain in the Champions League. We're not going to get a better, you know, it's not going to sort our coefficient out, and it's not going to win. You're not going to win any more prizes, and you're not going to get a better draw in the knockouts for doing this. Although maybe we are, because if you roll over for Porto, then maybe it gives us, as I mentioned,
Liverpool might need the money. Yeah. Like, you know, Salah's going to end up with a big fucking goal bonus this year. If we get 2 million quid, he might be able to cover some of that.
Oh, don't play him so he doesn't score goals, Chris.
Fucking 3D chess over there, mate.
Welcome to Nandan. He's just joined us as a first team member here on YouTube. And Trick Josh says, we just decided to do a quick advertisement for Ghostbusters Afterlife, apparently. So I saw Ghostbusters Afterlife on Saturday. It was brilliant. Stay in your seat until after the credits. Yeah, highly recommended. It was brilliant. Yeah, oh yeah, and he says,
Chuck Josh also says, all I need to do is theory and test again. He's no longer at the wheel. He isn't. Never mind. Right, we are going to take a very short break. We've got a trivia question before we go. What was the score the last time Liverpool played Porto at Anfield? And who scored? Little break, and we're back after this.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, welcome back. Yes, our Christmas sweatshirts are available for a very limited time. I am reliably informed by Chris Pajak, who knows more about these things than I, that the international guaranteed shipping deadline is the 24th.
You've got 2 days, man.
Two more days on from Monday, the 24th of November. So if you want to guarantee that your sweatshirt arrives before Christmas, then get them ordered in the next 2 days. Go to redmanmerch.com and get involved. Loads of range of designs and colours and loads of amazing stuff over there as well. If you want to get some gifts for yourself, friends, family, support the Mighty Reds, 2 DVDs on there, mugs, books galore, plenty to fill stockings and leave people feeling festively merry this Christmas.
Just got a brand new Beers of Anfield Road beer mats edition as well.
Nice. What's that?
Very good.
The beer mats.
The beer mats, yeah.
Third edition.
Very nice indeed. Yeah, check them all out.
The quality. Great little stocking full of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely indeed. Right, okay, the trivia question was, what was the score the last time Liverpool played Porto at Anfield and who scored? Let's see if anyone in the comments has got this. Brenton Wood has got it.
What did he say?
Well, he's got the score. He said 2-0. Jamie Cooper has the correct answer. Well done, Jamie Cooper. Lads, do you know what the answer was? Ross,
it was 2-0.
Yeah.
And Keita scored the first. Yeah. And I can't remember who scored the second.
Bobby Firmino. Yeah. There you go. Well done. I'm sure other people got it, but it was Jamie who was spotted there first and foremost. So give yourself a huge pat on the back, you wonderful person. Right, let's dive into it then. How are we going to line up for this one? I'd imagine Konate comes in.
Yeah, he's got to start. I think the advantage here is, I think I'm right in saying he didn't go anywhere during the international break. So for me, it was a bit of a toss-up last time out whether it would be Konate or Matip to play alongside Virgil van Dijk. Because Matip gets it, Konate then goes in for this game for me. It's quite a simple, you know, that's it. Other than that, there's so many things that you could or couldn't do in this game. It's obviously injury dependent as well.
Jot it down in 11.
Go for it. I want to hear Ross's 11. Because you seem dead set on basically play the tea lady and all them other really tired jokes that we've already seen already.
Yep, did that on Twitter. Kelleher in goal. Williams, if he's fit, right back. Konate and either Gomez or Phillips, either a centre half.
Okay.
Beck or Bradley, left back.
Right Talon. Back.
Well, yeah, swap with Williams, whatever.
Don't he care. Said Williams, I think he said Williams left back, but it's fine.
Swap him, whatever. Free for all, do what you want. Morton, Jones, and Ox in the middle, and then Origi, Taki, and
Poor Ox!
Balaghese. You're not playing Saturday.
That's a good point. Well presented.
Sorry,
who are you from today?
Taki, Origi, and Balaghese.
Okay. Interesting. Chris? I know you're going to do an 11, you start an 11 prediction. Yeah. Give us a team.
I think he. Can I start with the forwards? Ox in the nine. Because he's not playing Saturday. I'm
fascinated to see how you get to the midfield, what you've done here.
Yeah, I've thought about that, yeah.
what are you putting Divock out there?
Origi. No, actually, that's a good point. Okay, we have stumbled at the first hurdle there. Origi, Minamino, Jota. Right?
Okay.
Kostas Tsimikas, because if he plays, we don't concede goals. Apparently.
Doesn't matter, though, does it? Came before.
Don't want to concede a goal, mate. Okay. One defeat at home can quickly turn into six, I've been told. And, you know, I lived through it last season.
Have you just named you from three and then gone straight to left back, by the way?
Straight to left back, mate, yeah. I actually didn't suggest that he was playing left back. He might be playing centre half. Okay. Not sure, yeah.
Or in goal.
Konate is playing right side, the centre half, maybe. Virgil van Dijk. Trent Alexander-Arnold. Fabinho. Henderson and Oxlade-Chamberlain.
God almighty, right? Did anyone chop that down while he was doing
he's
that?
He's talking about the goalkeeper.
Alisson.
You're
on the wind-up. You're on the wind-up.
Quite honestly, and it was a to quote, I think it was Steve from the build-up for Arsenal, it was like, Tyler Morton FC, so he's literally the first name on the team sheet here. Without a doubt, Tyler Morton just starts this one. I think we'll go stronger for this one than we will AC Milan, because this game still matters, and I think there's a little bit of honour in it all at the moment, and it's Anfield, and we've just had a little bit of a tricky time in the last few weeks, and it hasn't become thick and fast, and there isn't, and a few players have had an international break as well, so I think it will be Fabinho, Tyler Morton and Oxlade-Chamberlain in midfield. The only issue I have in the centre halves is if Gomez isn't fit, which I don't think he is, and we might just play Virgil again, because I don't think we've got a left sided centre half otherwise.
Play big nut.
But he doesn't play left sided centre half. We played Reece Williams there. All that. Well, it does matter because it doesn't matter to Ross.
Based on everything he said in the last 20 minutes, it really doesn't matter.
Ross went on a tirade about people who just say things as fact ahead of games.
But this one doesn't matter. All right, you play Fabinho and see what gets in. See what happens because you don't have another DM ball.
This game does matter. The game itself actually matters. Like next week doesn't matter. If Liverpool give their all here. Because I think Klopp buys into the because there's stakes for the group, and it's because I think Klopp's integrity matters in this, because I don't think he would want a situation where the roles were reversed, where we needed a good result or whatever against someone, and the other team in the group were playing against a team of kids or whatever.
He should let Porto score three goals and celebrate every goal by holding his fucking nuts out.
let's definitely do that. I think that's actually the much better approach. Dignity be damned. I suspect we will be. I think Virgil will probably start. I think it'll be Konate, and you know, maybe they look at Gomez and see how he's doing. Is he likely to be fit for further on down the line? I don't know. Tsimikas might as well carry on playing, because if Robbo wasn't fit enough to start the weekend, then again, leave him for this. If he's fit enough, you can have a conversation about Southampton. But I think Tsimikas deserves his run in the side. I thought he was sound. I would play Nico Williams in this one if he was fit, because try and strike while the iron's hot for what he did at the international break. But again, I don't know where he's at really. I wouldn't play Conor Bradley if he's not. I would probably just play Trent again. Midfield, as I mentioned, I'd go Tyler Morton, Fabinho and Ox, because again, Ox, keep him playing. Mm-hmm. No, when everyone's fit, he won't
start.
So
far, apart Nico Williams, which you've said you'd play Trent if he's not fit, you're actually one player different to what I've said.
Yeah. And then the front three, I think Salah will start, because I think Salah will be dead cross if he doesn't start. And I think it's easier to tell him, you're having one game, we'll sack the AC Milan game off if we really want to. I think Salah will start. I think Origi will start, and it'll be one of Jota or Mane, whoever's fittest.
So no Minamino
on the other side. No, although it's a possibility, but I reckon it'll be Divock or Minamino again, depending on fitness, and then it'll be one other of the good lads. I think. I would be.
That's, I reckon there's a lot of people there who are dead surprised that both how strong both of our sides are there.
Yeah,
I don't think, and Ross Atchery as well.
Yeah,
no. Which, yeah. But I think that's what will happen. It's just not what I'd do.
Yeah. No, but we don't know, and I don't. I could easily foresee a world where we do go, because that would be. Sorry, allow me to kind of catch all this. I think we're right. I think he will go. I think he will go strong, but it's the inevitable kickoff when something bad happens, when someone gets injured. All will be said is why didn't we play a team full of kids, because it doesn't matter.
How I would answer that? Liverpool haven't been their best this season, and you only get better by fucking playing football matches. Don't give up an opportunity to get better.
It's November.
Do you know what I mean?
It's fucking November.
We conceded far too many goals.
Yeah. It's so November,
make
and we
sure
don't
that midfield works
we,
hard.
We don't need to spare the horses yet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's well early in the season, and there's enough lads there who haven't played 12 games for us. I know Salah is one of them in the league. Obviously more in all comps, but yeah, again, I would actually not be shocked one way or the other. Because I'll be able to go when the team news comes out. I'll go. That's very canny from the manager to put a bunch of kids out because we want to keep everyone fresh for Southampton and stuff. But he likes the conceit of everyone being in it together, doesn't he? We're all going to work through the pain barrier. That's actually part of the ethos of everything that we do.
And the subs goes both ways. You can start out with a weakened team and go. Salah actually was half an hour to go. Go get yourself a little run out, and you're still done. Yeah. For anyone in that case, it's fucking five subs. Yeah, you'll lose rhythm in that sense when you make too many.
But
what's important, is it fitness or is it the rhythm?
You know,
or is it both?
If Salah starts, he doesn't play 90.
No,
no matter what. You know, it's like I'll play you. You'll get 60. And that's it. Unlucky. I'm gonna play you, but you know they'll wrap everyone. Needs wrap.
Salah's got an alarm anyway on his watch, hasn't he? For when he it's that like I haven't scored yet alarm. It goes off about 65, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When that alarm goes off, that's when you take him off before he starts trying to score goals all by himself.
Yeah, absolutely. For me, it's that the Milan game's on the 7th of December, so we've got between then we've got Southampton, Everton midweek, Wolves, then AC Milan, then Aston Villa, and that's when it starts to get thick and fast, and that's when it really starts coming at you, and that's when you're starting to head into December, when December becomes insane from then on, when you're gearing up towards League Cups and stuff. But I'm not against. I think your idea is actually really interesting, Chris. If it was a footy manager scenario, it's like when you've got one of your good players, a suspension's coming up, and you go, well, do I wait and put his understudy in the game that he goes out, or do I put him in the game before so that he's up to speed for when he's got to go and play the three games when we get suspended or whatever? That's why you can get to pay the big bucks, I guess. Let's have another little look at the fixtures that are going to be getting played this week in the Champions League. Do you know Bayern? Villarreal versus Manchester United. Michael Carrick in the even less time to prepare because they've got the 5:45 kickoff for that one. They'll win that.
No, they won't.
Because they're fucking
rubbish. They will.
They will. It will be back to the. They might get a penalty and they might score a late Ronaldo winner to do it.
I love the fact that they've got rid of a manager because of various reasons, but also it's his inexperience. It's undone him and replaced him with someone with even less experience. It's fucking brilliant.
It's great. This what we could really do with happening, because let's be honest, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer got the job on the back of PSG beating.
Oh, glorious! Here we going.
Batter Villarreal, just beat Villarreal, Man United, beat them, and then win a couple of games afterwards and get all his mates in the media. Because, like, they all played with Carrick as well, didn't they? You know, Rio would have played with them. I'm sure Gary Neville would have been there and all that. They'll all be there, ready to jump on with their old mates.
Never scored at the Nou Camp, though.
What?
Never scored in the Nou Camp, though, did he? What's Neville going to say? Who cares? Mate, I want him to lose. I want him to go out of the Champions League.
More
misery. Fuck him.
Yeah, absolutely. Chelsea-Juventus is obviously a massive game in terms of where that group ends up. We can have a little look at the tables any second when I actually find what table they're in. There you go, group H. Chelsea 3 points behind Juventus. When we're keeping an eye on what's happening around the league, Chris, the fact that Man City and Chelsea still have things to play for in the group. This is what you're looking for at this time of the season. I know we're talking about going strong for this game, but it's your intensity. And again, it's that point of come by whatever happens on 60, 65, 70, you can take all of your players off because it doesn't. You don't have to. You're not throwing the goalie up with 5 minutes to spare in this one. Is kind of what I'm driving at. Whereas Chelsea want to top the group. City want to actually make sure that they get qualified. That's what we're talking
there's
about.
There's just little differences when you know the group's shown up, isn't there? So I'll give you an example of this, and it might not be the perfect example or whatever. But you know, sometimes when a player's getting moved off after 70, you go to them, empty the tank.
Yeah.
Last 15 minutes or after half time, empty the tank. If I was taking my players off on 90, I wouldn't tell them I'm taking them off on 70. Mm-hmm. I'd want them thinking they can't empty the tank because that's the perfect time to take them off. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's just so many little things that you can do that give you a little thing there when you know the results where it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the big one, of course, coming up, Man City, as mentioned, hosting Paris Saint-Germain. A little chance for Pochettino to sign his United contract while he's there as well, presumably. Plenty of interesting stuff and intriguing. Definitely there'll be a couple of people going, oh, I really want to watch City PSG instead of watching us against Porto. But that's footy for you. It's nice to have that conundrum, isn't it? Nice that we've played ourselves into that kind of scenario.
It'd be a very much a two-screener for the watch-along, this one, wouldn't it? Yeah,
100%. The bench is going to be fascinating, really. And again, look, at times of recording, there's the big question marks, really, Chris, are we don't know where Robbo's at. We don't know where Gomez is at. We don't know where Nico's quite at just yet. We don't know where Jones, Milner, because Milner's another one. We always seem to forget about Milner. He was training similar to Henderson last week, maybe just a step behind him. So there's a chance that he might well be on the bench. And look, if Milner's fit, he probably would actually. Would you put him in ahead of Tyler Morton for this one?
Probably. Or it might be an option at right back if you're really desperate to give Trent a rest and Nico's
Nico's
not available.
Yeah,
it also depends on fitness. So how fit is he?
Very.
Yeah, no.
He's very fit. Yeah,
thanks. But I meant was in terms of recovery. Is he going to throw him into a full game and then hinder him when we're going to need him further down the line? Probably not.
Not that it's relevant to this, but it might be relevant to the Around the League show recorded this afternoon with Benjamin Isaacson, who's a United fan, in the live comments on YouTube, says, from a United fan, Carrick and McKenna did the coaching under Ole, and under Carrick, McKenna does the coaching. So nothing has changed, basically.
It was Carrick under Ose as well. Goldbridge was quick to point out, was absolute.
If you want more, so look again, we don't want to over-egg the United stuff. We've had a good laugh with it, but we do a show that focuses on football outside of Liverpool.
Wait, we do an entire show on Doodoo?
It's called Around the League. It streams on Redmen Plus every Monday afternoon. Ross is joined by Chris Reeve from Talk Norwich, and you've got a Man United fan on to talk about the managerial merry-go-round.
Yep. Can't wait.
So if you want more on that, then do go over on Redmen Plus. It is freebie month as well, so you can use the code Redmen Plus, all one word in caps, if you sign up on there on the redmentv.com at club captain level. You get that free for a month to try everything out, and you can see, if you're here on YouTube right now, all the other things coming up this week. Chris,
that's doing a damn sexy graphic, isn't it?
It's good, that, isn't it? Chris is doing the stats show with Dan Kerr. Do you know what you're covering on that yet?
We'll do a little bit about the Arsenal game. And then I'm not 100% sure, but I think I might do some pressing stuff in the final section.
Interesting.
We'll leave the middle section up to the guest.
Very cool.
8 days left to get that.
Yes, 8 days left on the freebie month. So obviously we're running that code for this month. If you sign up today, that basically pretty much takes you up until Christmas. So yeah, perfect time to get on board. We have got just on the Cop Canada feature, we have got a wonderful little feature coming up, exploring the derelict Melwood and giving some history and insight behind that, and all overgrown grass and all that's going to be on there. And we're doing the 50 greatest Liverpool players of the Premier League era on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day as well. So yeah, plenty to look forward to, not just the weekly shows, but my God, the weekly shows as well. Journal Insight with me and Neil Jones later on this week as well, to get an insight into what Liverpool are doing on and off the pitch from someone who actually knows, not just us speculating because we're fans and actual journal. But yeah, plenty of stuff to keep you entertained. Do go and check it all out. Let's have a score prediction before we go. Chris Page, Liverpool Porto.
2-0 Liverpool.
4-3 to Liverpool.
Go ahead. 2-1 to Liverpool. Yeah, that'll do me. That'll do me very well indeed. Right, let us know your score prediction in the live comments or in the comments after the fact on YouTube. I do hope you come and check out Redman Plus. It is very, very good. It is like our streaming service. It is like Netflix for Liverpool fans. And if you're a Club Legend subscriber over on there, you get access to our Discord group and you get your name in the end of the credits of the YouTube videos, as you will see on YouTube very shortly indeed. Gentlemen, thank you so much. The watch-along will come, of course, on Wednesday. And yeah, make sure you enjoy all of our content. Have a wonderful week and we'll see you all very soon.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.